Which side do you prefer?
This one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a good side to change on. So come over by me. Safe here.
Okay.
We're together here. So so we'll just gather a little bit of information. So this is about driving in the rain.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember the first time this happened?
Well, the first time I got scared is because I was in an accident.
A car accident.
Yeah.
And then you got scared at that moment or the next time?
Well, that moment, and then every time after that.
How old were you then?
An
adult or a child?
Yeah, it was like maybe 3 years ago, I think.
Huh. And prior to 3 years ago, you could drive comfortably?
Yeah.
No big deal?
Yeah.
Okay. So, one time learning, this is an event. Mm-hmm. Now, the kind of reframes that we have are, first of all, is that notice you learned that quickly, right?
Mm-hmm.
This wasn't something you had to develop over many years of arduous fear experiences. Mm-hmm. You can get it fast. If you can learn it fast, you can change it fast.
Mm-hmm.
That's the good news.
Good.
The other thing is that there's a part of you that's protecting you.
Mm-hmm.
You say, wait a minute, this is one of those situations that can be dangerous, right?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you'd want to make sure that ecologically you were paying attention to that.
Right.
So if you get in the car with your drunken friend in the rain, that's cool. Different than getting into a car with somebody you know to be a stable, safe person, right?
Right.
Okay, so let's do this. Take a step forward and imagine we're together
okay.
in a movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
And think of a big, huge, long movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
Not just your average little one, but one of those great big old-fashioned ones, like mm-hmm. the Orpheum or somewhere. And get a sense of that way down there,
mm-hmm.
the screen's down there.
Mm-hmm.
And on the screen, get an image of yourself in that car before anything ever happened.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the kind of car?
Yeah.
What kind of was it?
It was a Forester.
Ah, a Forester. What color was it?
Red.
So see the red Forester, and who's driving it?
Me.
Are you with somebody or alone?
Mm-hmm. A coworker.
So you and a coworker.
Mm-hmm.
And that person is?
Daniel. No,
Daniel.
Yeah.
And okay, so you're driving, Daniel's sitting next to you in your red Forester.
Yeah.
And it's fine.
Uh-huh.
You're driving down the road and you're okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Make that a still image. So this is the before image that we talked about to build a sandwich with. So just make that a still,
mm-hmm.
like a snapshot of that. And then take a step back and we'll go, we're back up in the projection booth.
Mm-hmm.
We can look down and see Kira and Tim down there.
Mm-hmm.
Look how Kira looks. She's got her ponytail.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got her plaid, what would you call it, a shirt?
Mm-hmm.
Plaid shirt on. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Tim's sitting there next to her. You can see both kind of from behind.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both looking up at the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And as you watch them, there's a glass here, of course.
Okay.
See the glass? And we're looking down. As you watch them, watch Kira down there. And there, those two are looking up at the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And she's watching it from, she can go ahead and start it up until the event is over with, the accident's done with. The car's still banged up, and you're probably on the road somewhere, but
mm-hmm.
watch her watching it.
Oh, so she's watching it. Okay.
She's watching, and you're watching her watch
mm-hmm.
it. But you know what she's watching.
Mm-hmm.
So get it to the very end,
mm-hmm.
and the event's over with.
Mm-hmm.
Got it? And then let it go.
Okay.
And we do know something. The good news is, here you are.
And right? My friend is fine, too.
And here's proof. I can touch you, I can see you, I can hear you. So all of our five senses can confirm that it's true, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So whatever happened there, it was an event that occurred and it's over with and you're okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's watch it one more time. So look down there. And just for your sake, I don't think she needs to do this, but look down and see that red car.
Mm-hmm.
Now, make it kind of black and white, like an old black and white snapshot.
Mm-hmm.
And watch that event from just before it occurred until it's over with, until the event's over with. And this time, watch it in black and white. When you
mm-hmm.
get it to the very end, tell me what's happening. The boom happened, that's over with,
uh-huh.
car stopped,
mm-hmm.
and then?
And then we got out of the car.
So watch you getting out of the car.
Uh-huh.
And then?
And then we walked on the side of the road.
Okay, so see yourself getting out of the car and mm-hmm. walking to the side of the road. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And see yourself at the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then let that go. If we were to run that movie backwards, it would just go from, you'd see yourself walk back into the car, be in it, the car would go, get unhit, and you'd be driving backwards down
mm-hmm.
the road, right? Okay. I'm going to ask you, what makes this really work is to be in it, though, not
mm-hmm.
to just watch a movie. So in a minute, not now, I'm going to ask you to step into the end. You're at the side of the road. And this gets sucked back through it this fast. So you're going to get unhit and you'll be driving backwards down the road in the rain. Mm-hmm. Got it? So tell me when you're ready, step into the end and go back.
Okay. Do I move back as well?
Yeah, you can do back as well. So you're on the side of the road now. Mm-hmm. You're driving the car and you're going backwards. Mm-hmm. This, you know what that would look like?
Mm-hmm.
Got it? Okay. Good job.
Okay.
Now open up your body a little bit. Do it again. Step in, now mentally step into the end. You're at the side of the road. Get sucked back through it really fast. You're in it till you're here. Full color, full experience. You're going to get unhit, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Good job. Come back here.
Mm-hmm.
Take a big breath. Okay. Step back into, you're on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
Put yourself there. You know, it's like it's probably raining. Take it back to the beginning. Do it even faster this time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now take a big breath. Think about anything else. Do you notice those flowers?
Yeah, I did notice those earlier. They're really nice.
There's two bouquets today.
Yeah. What is that?
So, think about it now. What's it like?
Well, honestly, I went to somebody to help me get through this right after the accident, and I didn't realize, but she did some NLP on me. She had me, like, shrink it down to, you know, all these different sizes down to it. So it wasn't so much the incident anymore. I feel like I kind of got over that, but it's still being in a car that's...
Well, think about it now. How is it now? Check it out.
How is...
So if we were going to go out and get in the car and drive around, I've got a car here.
Yeah. I still feel
Notice what happens. Sometimes you have the conscious thing is going to be there, but the fear doesn't pop up. We want to test that. If we're not done, guess what? What does that mean? We can do it again or vary it. I mean, it doesn't mean she's broken or it can't be changing this.
A big part of it, too, is it wasn't even raining, really. It was just a tiny bit wet. And I was driving totally cautiously on a road I've driven on a million times,
mm-hmm.
and the car just lost control with the road. And
like
wasn't anything
hydroplaned
I did wrong.
A little bit.
Yeah, but it was like there was hardly any water on the road. So
that's usually when that happens, though. If it rains a long time, it washes it off. But that first.
Yeah, exactly. So I think the scary thing for me is you can be so cautious and you can be driving and everything, you know, you can just be doing the greatest job that you think you can be, but it's totally out of your control when something like that happens. So I think that's the scary thing.
Okay. So I have a sense here that we may need to do the second part first. Though what I was going to have you do is a separate thing, but I'm going to have you do something else.
Okay.
So, so I'm going to add the second part in now in just a second. So, but I want to get one little bit more information here. So when you think about driving now, if I say, well, let's go drive down to Burlingame, what comes up for you?
Well, is it raining?
Yeah, it's raining.
I have to deal with that.
Well, it is raining, but what comes up for you? What do you see? What do you hear in your mind? What do you experience?
Just a
What's
little
that?
Anxiety.
So how do you, where do you feel the anxiety? So how do you know to get that anxiety?
Yeah,
in other words, how do you know to get the anxiety? In other words, you can't get a feeling without a thought first. So we want to know what's the thought that drives
just that, oh, well, this is when accidents can happen. And, you know, even though I can be super careful, you don't know what other people are doing and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So just the uncertainty, I think, is what makes me.
But the thing that's interesting is those can happen whether it's raining or not, right?
Yeah.
And you already know that.
Yeah.
I mean, nighttime driving is probably maybe even worse.
And I know I've driven in the rain a million times before this. And it
so, was so that's why, you know, phobias are, they call them an irrational fear in a sense. So when you think about it, though, when you get the anxiety and you say that to yourself, what gets you to say that? This can be unsafe. What are you seeing there? Right there?
Rain.
Okay, you see rain.
Wet everywhere.
You see rain and wet.
And lots of, like, water on the road that who knows when the tires are going to just lose contact with the road.
Would you know that?
How would I know if that happened?
How would you know when the tires might lose control on there?
You don't.
Who does know? Anybody taken driver's training where you...
Well, if you, like, slam the brakes on when you're moving, that's bad.
If there's a lot of water on the road, what do you do?
Right. There's a car sitting back there again.
Yeah, and just slow down. Mm-hmm. Hydroplaning only occurs at a certain speed, so if you slow down, it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm saying if you know that, that gives you... Because you said, who knows when it would ever happen.
Oh, okay, yeah. And so I drive really slow in the rain.
Oh, well, it's probably you're preventing a lot of it.
Yeah.
Okay, so... if you think back to that incident now, and you're using all of your sort of Monday morning quarterbacking, what would you, in other words, you've experienced the event, it's over with.
Okay.
What would you do differently now? In other words, what could if we're looking at her down there, what could she have done differently then that would have protected her?
I mean, gone slower, but I was going at like a safe speed, you know.
Well, was it? If you hydroplaned, it wouldn't have safe speed.
But I drive that every single day. I mean, it was a super dangerous curve that's like notorious for, it's on Highway 17, if anybody knows Highway 17. And right after my accident, they like...
Well, Highway 17 is a dangerous highway when it's dry. Yeah. I actually live in Boulder Creek.
They closed Laurel Curve after my accident because that was a crazy dangerous. But I thought I was...
Wait, now we're getting more information, right?
Thought I was going at a good enough speed.
So what could you have done? I mean, looking back on it, what could you have done differently now?
I could have gone slower.
What would have been the markers to tell you to do that? I mean, given the information you got now, because...
Well, that there, I mean,
you
even though
it
didn't look like there was wetness on the road, that there must have been enough that was possible for that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So if there's a bit of wetness on the road, and knowing what you know now, do you change your driving?
Yeah.
What do you do? Now you slow down. So see yourself back then and just watch the car. And get a sense of it's. So you see this red car, it's driving along. And the woman driving it says, ooh, it's wet, and she slows down. Especially on a curvy road like that. And watch her curve slow way down. Even if there's cars behind her wanting to push her, which can happen on 17.
Yeah.
She slows down anyway. Watch her go around. How does that work?
That was easy to watch.
So watch her get through it safely.
Yeah.
And then she'd be fine, right?
Yeah.
And she'd be using her own wisdom from her experience. Because the cool thing you've got is you've got experience. The other day I was driving and this kid was pulling in and out of cars on the freeway in front of me, weaving. I thought, I used to do that when I was 20 years old. I'd never do it now. Because you learn better after a while, right? So watch yourself one more time go through that. And, there's rain, there's a marker, it's new information, slow down. And you get through it. You'd get through it fine if you did, right?
Right.
That looked a lot bit different, huh? I mean, your face looks a lot better.
Yeah.
Did you see the difference?
It wasn't even raining. Just a little bit.
You tell me it doesn't matter how much it rains. You said a little bit can make it dangerous.
It was like raining earlier in the day, so that's why. But yeah,
moist highway. So it's not
right.
It's not just the volume of rain coming down.
Right.
Actually, what I do know for sure is when there's a lot of rain, it actually is a lot safer than when there's just rained a tiny bit. Some of you're nodding because it pulls up the oil off.
Right.
And especially here in California, where we don't get rain all summer, and then we get that first fall rain, and that's a dangerous time.
Yeah.
But if it rained all day like this, it's probably a lot safer because it's washed it off. How many of you knew that already? Including you.
Yeah.
Okay. Watch it one more time. So it's not just the rain, it's a moist highway.
Yeah.
So watch yourself on the moist highway.
Yeah.
Go around the Highway 17 curve. Got it? Okay. So this isn't just a normal phobia, it's kind of a figuring it out phobia. So it's important to add these things in. Okay, now, that looked okay, right? Okay, now, put yourself in your Forester. Did your car survive the...
No.
Do you have something else now? What have you got now?
A Matrix.
A Matrix? Okay, that's a Toyota, right? Okay, so imagine you're in the Matrix, and you're driving down 17. Tell me, do you want the red pill or the blue pill? The blue pill, you can stay in this sort of fantasy that it's dangerous. The red pill will allow you to get through this safely.
Okay, I'll take the red pill.
Okay. So, see yourself now in the... Actually, watch one more movie. See yourself in the in the matrix, mm-hmm. car. Mm-hmm. Go through that. Mm-hmm. So you see her driving along. She becomes aware the road is moist, and she slows down around mm-hmm. the curvy, dangerous places. Mm-hmm. Got it? Mm-hmm. How's that look?
That's good.
You can do that. Mm-hmm. And you've got the sensory ability and the skills to notice rain or smell it or, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. There's stuff on the windshield or... Even if it's not, there's the road's kind of wet, or there's a puddle here and there.
Right.
Okay, now put yourself in the car. You're mm-hmm. in your matrix. Mm-hmm. And you're going to take me for a drive down there.
Okay.
So I'm on this side.
Okay.
So we're going there, and you notice the road's moist, and mm-hmm. then what do you do?
Slow down.
So just slow down and go around the curve. Mm-hmm. And I'd probably say, thanks for slowing down. This mm-hmm. makes me nervous around this curve. Mm-hmm. How do you feel?
Good.
Okay. So get around the curve.
Mm-hmm.
You're okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so check it off. Now do that. Do that again. We need to do that 8 to 12 times. So do it again. Wait. Oh, it takes a second. Put yourself in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll stay here with you. So I'm riding with you.
Okay.
So stay in the car. Mm-hmm. Notice it's wet. Mm-hmm. Slow down. Mm-hmm. Get around safely. Mm-hmm. Till you see a dry road or you get off that road.
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then come back here. Want to break state in between each one? Do you still live down that way?
Mm-hmm.
In Santa Cruz? Or?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I used to live in Boulder Creek.
Highway 9. Oof.
Highway 9, huh? Yeah. Bear Creek Road.
Yeah. Oy. Yeah.
You want to slow down on those streets, mm-hmm. especially when they're moist. So we're driving down 17.
Mm-hmm.
Slow down, mm-hmm. moisture. We get around it.
Mm-hmm.
Pull into Santa Cruz, it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, shake it off. Do it again. We're in the car. Moisture.
Mm-hmm.
Slow down.
Mm-hmm.
How's that? Shake it off. Okay, one more time. You're in the car. Moist. Okay. Come back here. Look around the room. One more time, we're in the car, and I say, "Say, is that moisture on the road?"
Yes.
Did you slow down?
Now I'm going slower than I was going before.
How's that? Okay. Take a big breath. Do it one more time. We're just rehearsing a new way of being, right?
Mm-hmm.
One final time.
Okay.
So you're in the car, you're driving, maybe this time by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You see it's moist, and you slow down. That's not so hard then, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now we're on Highway 9.
Mm-hmm.
We want to generalize it. So one more time. You're starting to drive up Highway 9,
mm-hmm.
and you notice it's moist,
mm-hmm.
and you slow down.
Mm-hmm.
You have to slow down more because that's not a... You have to slow down anyway on that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Next month, you'll be ready for Bear Creek Road. Do you know these streets? They're just...
Yeah.
They're very curvy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, now take a big breath. Okay. Did you drive today?
To Cupertino, and then my car pulled.
Ah. So you'd be riding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're riding with the friend,
mm-hmm.
and it's moist.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? What do you say?
Hey, it's wet. Maybe slow down a little.
Okay. Is that going to work?
I don't know. If you said,
I feel kind of comfortable when it's wet, would you mind slowing down a little?
Oh, that's good. Well, I carpool with people all the time, and sometimes people take Laurel Curve so fast, and it makes me upset.
Maybe some. Yeah, I have certain people that, what gets me is when people are following way
mm-hmm.
too close.
Mm-hmm.
So usually I say, I'm really uncomfortable, would you mind backing off a little bit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Certain countries you go to, people drive like this.
Mm-hmm.
You drive around London, and it's like you're on a ride somewhere. Okay, so put yourself in the car again.
Mm-hmm.
This time you're with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Your friends, did you just say, you know, it's kind of wet. I had gotten an accident once. I feel nervous about that. Would you slow down?
Mm-hmm.
How's that?
Mm-hmm.
Unless they're a really mean person, they'll probably do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how's that feel now?
Good.
So imagine riding home tonight.
Mm-hmm.
How's that?
Better. Yeah, I mean, I can just feel it. Like,
you look different.
I'm thinking about driving in the rain. It's okay. Yeah.
Hey, good job.
Thank you.
Questions for her? So I did more of the trauma process with that. But some phobias aren't like this knee-jerk response. They're kind of, we have to talk to ourselves about it and get it kind of worked up. And then this one was kind of a knee-jerk response after a while, but I think it was figuring out something first.
Well, I think also, I think I got over my accident a lot, and then a couple of months ago when it was, I guess it was December when it was raining, I was riding in a car with a friend, and she got into an accident. It was like a real kind of slow motion.
Oh, you were with her?
And it like reignited everything about my fear.
Information I didn't have.
Sorry. Sorry, everybody.
This will take another 2-3 minutes. So what would you do with that? This may be a second kind of trauma.
Yeah.
Just do it again.
Get warm. Strangling myself. Oh, thanks. Okay.
Warmth is a good thing.
It's... Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so we're in the theater?
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
Now, up there's a screen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're with your friend this time.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that?
Carly and Shay. We're driving to work.
Who's driving?
Carly.
And what kind of car does Carly have?
A red Ford Focus.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Forester. Maybe it's the kind of vehicle you're in. It's a red Ford Focus. So you see it there? Okay, then come back up here. What are you, in the front or back?
In the back.
Okay, so come on. So there we are down there watching
mm-hmm.
on the screen. She's watching on the screen. So she's in the red Ford Focus, the glass here.
Mm-hmm.
And watch Kira watching Carly and the other one in the red Ford Focus,
mm-hmm.
and before it happened,
mm-hmm.
watch her to wait until the event's over with.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a fender bender, though, right?
It was, yeah, kind of.
Wasn't a destroyed car.
No, right? No.
Okay, so you know where it ends here.
Hmm?
Where does it end? Did she
stop when we crawl out of the car.
Crawl out of
well,
the car?
It was like stuck on an embankment, so we had to, and it was like lifted off the road a little bit in the back. Yeah, it was scary. Because we were like, is it going to keep sliding?
It sounds worse than the first one to me. Okay, so it's there. Watch yourself crawl out. So, okay, look down here. See, you're driving down the road before you any problem.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make it a still picture up on the screen.
Okay.
Okay, then watch it from there until you've crawled out of the car and you're on the solid ground again.
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now be on the ground to go. Get sucked right back through to the very beginning before it ever occurred.
Okay.
Okay. Then shake it off. Do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're at the end. You're crawled out.
Mm-hmm.
And you're back driving backwards. Mm-hmm. Linger driving backwards. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One more time, Kara.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, let all that go. Now think about that event. Okay, and that looks different again. You see how there's not the tension here and here? So this time,
mm-hmm.
you're with Carly,
mm-hmm.
and it's raining.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
Remind her.
Remind her.
She was already in an accident.
Just say, I've been to two of these, and
yeah.
I feel really nervous. Will you please?
Oh, this is like before it happens. Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So tell her just like you do.
Mm-hmm.
How's that?
Good.
Okay. Just say, I don't want to panic and throw up all over your car. Give him a good motivation. Okay, so do it again.
Tell her to
ask her. Just, I'm her, we're in the car. And
mm-hmm.
just say.
You might want to slow down a little bit.
Nah, I'm fine.
No, it's
you've got to give me a good reason.
Well, this is a crazy road.
I'm uncomfortable.
I'm uncomfortable.
Okay, now I've got a good reason. You claim it's a crazy road. She has to evaluate. I don't think so.
Okay.
I've driven this 1,000 times, don't worry about it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you say, I'm uncomfortable with it, then unless she's a callous, mean, nasty person.
Yeah.
And if she is, don't ride with her.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I wouldn't think that'd be
good. It didn't seem like she was going super fast. She wasn't even going super fast.
Mm-hmm.
It was also one of those, like, she's not even going really fast, and she, like, slid on the leaves.
Okay, so get a sense of what would need it to have happened on your part. That you have control over here.
I mean, it was such a slow motion thing that I don't think any of us were like, uh-oh, this is about to happen, you know? I mean, she could have been going a little slower, but at the time I didn't feel uncomfortable, really, I don't think.
Well, now you've got new information.
Right. Right, okay.
So these can happen at relatively low
speeds.
Right,
so now that I have all of this experience, I know that that was actually also a super crazy curve.
Sure.
Yeah.
So what might you do that would work?
I could say that I know somebody who lives on this road, and they say that this curve that's coming up is really kind of crazy.
Are you comfortable telling her that makes you uncomfortable?
Mm-hmm. And that,
because I think that's the motivation that'll get most people to do it. Otherwise, they'll pit your judgment against their judgment.
Okay. So I'm uncomfortable because I heard this curve's really crazy and it made me more comfortable.
I get nervous in the rainy day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine saying that. And she goes, oh, okay.
Okay. Hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So watch that one more time.
Okay.
See yourself in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And you say that to her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've heard this bad curve and I get nervous in the rain. Would you, I know you might not want to, but would you slow down just a little bit?
Okay.
I know you're already going slow, but I'd feel more safe if we go really slow.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Till the road straightens up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she'll probably say yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so watch yourself doing that. She transverses it safely then.
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, put yourself in that car.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine doing it. And telling her that.
Mm-hmm.
She says okay and slows down.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, you want to give her the motivation to do it.
Because
if you just say, This isn't a safe road, and she said, I've driven it 50 times.
Right.
And you've probably driven Highway 17 100 times, right?
Yeah. Or 1,000.
Does that make sense what I'm suggesting?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So do it one more time.
Okay.
Just tell her how you feel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's tonight. You get in the car with your friend to go home.
Mm-hmm.
She fires up her car. At the stoplight going, and it's raining. What do you do?
I've been in a few accidents in the rain, and it'd make me really comfortable if you just go a little slower.
Okay, I'm sure that would happen then, wouldn't it? She's going, I don't know. Okay, then she said yes. Okay, got it? Okay, so kind of shake it off one more time.
Okay.
Now think about driving.
Uh-huh.
It's a wet road. You're driving, you're in control, you can slow down by yourself. But mm-hmm. somebody else, you can ask.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you want yourself to do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now you can say, I've been in two accidents where we were going recently.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So how does it feel now? Double
Much
check.
Better. I feel like more empowered when I'm in a car with somebody. That it doesn't just have to be like me being like scared and anxious in the background, but like, hey,
you have
here's
a plan.
Some, yeah.
So put yourself there one more time.
Okay.
How's that now? Okay. Mm-hmm. There's a caution I see, but I don't see panic.
Yeah.
Questions for Kira?
Something that I'm noticing is your posture.
Uh-huh. And she really opened up, didn't she? That's what I'm noticing.
Yes, but I noticed one very strong thing. Your left shoulder, so just mirror it.
I have scoliosis a little bit.
You have scoliosis?
They're crooked.
Because it's more after this.
Oh.
It's more like that. Because Tim is in the position of the driver at this point.
Uh-huh.
Right? And the moment that you're doing that...
When she did that, that was... And by the way, I would have typically avoid analyzing like that with somebody. But I think the question is she said I'm in the back seat, and I was going like this. I don't have to be the little one going back like that. That's when she got her posture uneven. So what I saw from here, and I'm to side, is she was like this, and now she's like that.
Right.
And to me, that's the big message, because this allows you to breathe, and this
mm-hmm.
keeps you tucked in.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, good job.
Thanks.
Is there a difference for you being a passenger in one of the examples and then being a driver?
Well, yeah. I mean, I really had to get over, like, how to communicate my stuff to the driver, you know. So, I think that was big.
David?
I find when I ask people to slow down, they don't slow down. But if I tell them I'm nauseous and I might throw up,
yes.
They really slow down.
Yeah. One of my best friends who I train with in Mexico, in Guadalajara, you know, it's like people drive a lot closer and faster than they do in America. And it's often behind a big truck. You can't see what's on the other side of it. And I said to him, the reason I know this, I said, would you mind slowing down? He said, no, no problem.
Mm.
And he didn't. I said, look, I feel really nervous. I don't want to ride with you if you're going to be like doing this. He said, oh, okay. And he's still, because I was feeling nervous. And I think if people are thinking of you, it's different than thinking about whether they think it's safe or not.
Right.
That's the difference. Mm-hmm. So that's what you're saying too,
I'm
right?
I'm saying you want, they don't care if I'm nervous. But if I tell them I'm going to be cautious, I might go ahead and have to stop the car because I can keep running.
Oh, you're telling me, like I said, yeah.
Right. Got to figure out what works.
Yeah. Well, it's whatever works. You can say, yeah, and the doctor calls it projectile. Anyway.
How possible is it to zoom out backwards?
To you what?
To zoom out. It was, well, at first when it was like the first accident, it was hard to go through all that. But then I just kind of like traced a line in my head and just did it that way.
It's so usually confusing, but it's like rewinding it. It's like back to the beginning. Now, it's really important that you associate into it, rewind it, not you're watching a movie of it backwards. I had her watch a movie of it backwards first so she'd see what it looked like. Then she could trace it like she did, and then you step in and back to the beginning. But it's... Any other questions for Kira?
Okay.
So, thank you for the gift.
Thanks. Thank you. Sorry
it took so long. Thank you. No problem.